Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. I just love that you are somebody who is here, who's just working on your mind and your energy and your healing, and it's awesome. And I just love where we're going on today's episode. You know, it's powerful and it has a unique twist to it. So I love that. And I just really love our volunteer. I mean, just an amazing being. If you recall on last week's episode, we were working with Suman Yu. And we had worked through half of the session and it was on money. So we were talking about money and also back pain and things that were going on for him. And if you recall, he just has this great sense of self-awareness and insight, and he's just beautiful and just a really sweet, caring guy. And I love his energy. He's just a sweetheart. And I also love that it's about money, because money can be such a stuck spot for so many people. And I know that also there are a lot of people who feel like it's not important, or they have a lot of stress over it, or they don't like money, or they feel like money's not spiritual. And so there's a lot of mixed feelings. And I had the same thing, you know, just so many mixed emotions. And as I mentioned previously, when I was injured, I went from this network engineering income to a disability income. And it was stressful. It added a whole nother layer of stress to my life. And of course, you see that all of the time with people. I mean, once you get injured, it's like you stop working or you can't work, and then it's stressful financially, and it can be stressful in a relationship and other areas of your life. And then it makes it harder to really get better because there's just layer upon layer. And I know that's where I was. I mean, I was a mess. And even with finances, it became this really stuck spot for me, just because I was struggling so much, and trying to pay, you know, a house payment on disability was impossible. And I just had this moment of clarity where it was like, you know, I just have to stop stressing about money. I just have to. And I just have to just care about myself. And I did that. Like, I was like, I have to lift myself and have to really transform this. And that's what I did. And I want to be clear, it wasn't that I stopped caring about money and taking care of what needed to as best as I could. It was that I stopped stressing about it. And that was pivotal for me, because when I was able to really focus on healing myself, that was part of the answer of lifting my finances, of changing my life, of everything. And that was powerful. But there are a lot of times when that stress just continues to impact your health in a variety of different ways from money. And that's part of what we're going to talk about today, because obviously people have so many emotions about money. And when you think about it, of course, when emotions affect your physical body, you can see clearly how the topic of money can definitely affect your health and your physical body. And by the way, on that note, I have seen plenty of times where there are people who get into spirituality and self-help and they're already physically healthy, but then the more that they dive into spirituality because they just want to connect more with universe or God, divine, and so they start connecting even more, and then they start to build up beliefs about money, like money is bad, or having guilt towards money, or different things like that. And then because those thoughts and emotions are not in alignment, then they start manifesting illness and whatnot in their body because of their beliefs. And so there's just so many different emotions that can come up around this topic, especially with spirituality. And so that was part of what we had talked about on the last episode. If you recall some of the things that we talked about, you know, I mentioned Oprah would not be more spiritual if she had less money or didn't have money. And the Dalai Lama wouldn't be more spiritual if he had less money or no money. You know, money is not a gauge of spirituality one way or another. But let's be honest, you can live a more full life in many cases with more money, because then it can allow you to travel or go do things with friends and family and enjoy and, you know, see other countries and other cultures. And, you know, even if it's out in the middle of nowhere, it's beautiful to be able to live and see more of this beautiful planet that we live on. So it's a very spiritful experience in right balance, of course. You know, that is key. And so point being is that money is such an important topic on so many levels, even though there are a lot of people who would love to just avoid the topic completely. And by the way, if you find yourself being somebody who does want to avoid the topic completely, then that's a really good sign that there's work that needs to be done there, and that you'll really, instead of wanting to avoid your emotions at a deeper level, you'll of course want to address them. And that is where we're going today with Sumanyu. I mean, again, just such a beautiful being, great self-awareness, and we're going to dive back in to working on shifting the rest of his pain and really seeing the underlying message with the pain that's been going on in his body. And if you recall from the last episode, he started with his pain level about a 5-6, and he's gotten it down to about a level 2.5, which is awesome. And there's more to go, and there are some other really key insights to help him on his journey. And so we had been talking about his family specifically before, and his father who raised him, making sure that his father still loved him in having money. And this was something that was very much buried in his subconscious mind. He didn't even see it until we brought the topic up. And there are more nuggets to uncover here, which are really powerful for his life and things that you can implement in your own life to start creating more healing and more change today. So that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Sumanyu.
Bingo. All right. So I think without going into detail, bingo, mm-hmm. There's somebody that you know who lost their money. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Several.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there we go. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. Bingo. And just for a moment, I'm going to ask you, is it okay if you're different? Or is it okay if you do it differently? And I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you just to take in that wording exactly. Is it okay if you do it differently? And I'm going to ask you to breathe. And then I'm going to say, it's pretty cool if you do it differently, where, you know, you see how people do things and the fact that you do it your own way and that you have a different outcome, it's pretty impressive. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Good. 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 And I'm going to ask you to give yourself permission to do things differently and know that you're still going to be loved and it's still going to be awesome and you can still connect with everybody. And instead of losing, you're just going to grow, because there's plenty of people that also continue to grow their income and net worth. And I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And I'm going to ask you just to take that in for a moment. I'm going to ask you to see yourself actually doing that. And that it's safe to do it differently. It's safe to continue going. Everybody's still going to love you. And you're not going to steal purses from old ladies. And it's a great plan.
That's a guarantee.
Darn it. I just took your business plan, didn't I? I know it. Playing, of course. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And bring in the awareness that it's cool, it's safe, you're good. And and it's going to be an awesome life. Just moving forward, and just it's beautiful. And your thoughts help create your life, and it's just going to be freaking awesome. And I'm going to ask you to breathe and notice your level of pain. 0 to 10.
I think it's like a 2 right now, to be honest. I can still feel it, but it's not.
Does it have? It's about a 1.6. And give me 1 second, because okay, there's that. Bingo.
There's almost a downward regulation. So I feel like.
Okay. So actually, go ahead.
Sorry. I actually feel like the lumbar muscles slowly relax as I'm breathing in, as we're doing like the positive thought, like installment. There's like a feedback loop here. Just wanted to call that out. Maybe it's obvious too, but I'm just observing it for my own.
Bingo. I love that. I love that it's relaxing, and bingo. Love that. And love your sense. I love your awareness. Bingo. And give me 1 second. There is that piece right there. And does it go into there? It doesn't. There. Bingo. Okay. There is a feeling of guilt towards money. Can you see that? It's not very big, but it's about a level 3. Can you see it?
I feel more frustrated than guilt. I'm searching for guilt, but it's more,
Let's go real quick. And I don't want you to go into that other one yet. So give me 1 sec.
Got it.
So, bingo. So it's almost like this feeling of feeling guilty for not giving, guilty for even just having it, and having more money. And guilty for also for wanting it. Like you're not supposed to want more. Bingo. Are you familiar with that feeling?
I'm actually not totally on board with that specific feeling. Okay.
Great. So give me 1 second. I want to give me 1 sec. 1 sec. That. Bingo. It looks like, can you give me your grandfather's first initial?
Sorry, could you repeat that again?
Could you give me your grandfather's first initial?
Grandfather's first initial. It is B.
What about your grandmother?
S.
Maybe it's dad. Can you give me your father's first initial?
So I have a biological father and then also the father who raised me. Which one?
Okay. That's probably, can you give me both of their initials?
So the one who raised me initial would be K.
Bingo. That's the one I was looking for. Okay. That's why.
Okay.
So, bingo. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And there's almost like this feeling of feeling like he doesn't like people who are wealthy, or he like it's from a young self. Can you
100%?
Okay, that's where the 100% accurate. Right? Okay.
Okay. Shockingly, this is like magical.
Okay, so he's the reason that I keep saying, and everybody's still gonna like you, and everybody's still gonna like you. So it has to do with him, and also
right.
The guilt. Okay, great. And so there's a feeling of almost guilt, like you're doing something that you're not supposed to do because of him. Like you're not supposed to want more money and stuff like that. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to picture what it would look like if you knew that he was actually really just going to be proud of you. Like 100% just proud of you and impressed with you. And not only that, but if you think about it, maybe just has a bad impression of people with money. And so this is an opportunity to help him see that there can be people who are good with money. Because obviously he loves you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, very much so.
Great. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And does it really make sense that if you're more and more and more successful, like, and by the way, how much has he been proud of you?
How much, what's your name?
How much has he been proud of you?
Oh, very much so. He doesn't
Very
express it
much
very
so.
often, but you can feel it, that it's there.
Okay. Absolutely. And so if you think about it, if you're more and more successful, do you really think he's gonna not like you, or do you think he's actually just gonna be more and more impressed?
I think more impressed and more loving for sure.
Yeah, great. So I'm gonna ask you just for a moment to breathe and realize, like, throughout your life, when you've done more and more things, that he's proud of you, and I can feel it. And so I'm gonna ask you to breathe. And I want you to just remind your mind that it is safe, and remind your mind that he is still going to love you, and that you don't have any guilt or shame for wanting more money. It's okay. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. And again, I know you know this at some levels, but I'm going to ask you to breathe and just take that in. That it's actually okay. That it's actually 100% safe. You don't need to feel guilt or bad or shame or any of that for wanting to make more money, and that he's actually just going to be even more and more and more proud of you. I'm going to ask you to take that in. Bingo. And I'm going to ask you to feel it fully. Just take that in fully. I'm going to ask you to see it and look at that even moving forward. And I'm going to ask you to take that in and again bring in the awareness. It's so safe. Like, it's so safe. I'm going to ask you to breathe. I want you to notice any feelings of feeling like he didn't like people with money and blah, blah, blah. I want you to notice all of that and realize you can let that go completely. You're okay. And you know that. And you can let all of that go completely. You're okay. I'm going to ask you to breathe and know that he helped raise you. And so, obviously, he would be very, very proud to see you grow up and be very successful, and that you shouldn't feel bad or anything at all. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. Good. Good. Bingo. And I'm going to ask you to notice your level of pain. 0 to 10, what's your level?
I think it's still, I would say the pain is still 2, but the emotional sort of response to the pain is much less, if you know what I mean, right? Like, it's like I can still feel the sensations of pain, but it's not like concerning because I feel okay.
Okay, so give me 1 second. Interestingly, the way I experience it is it almost feels like it was more on the sharper type of inside of the spine, and now it feels almost like it's there, but it's weird to say, but it's almost like it's not pointing at you, if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, it's more
It's
blunt.
bingo. All right, so give me 1 second. Bingo. That. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a really quick note. You know, I want to point something out to you that is going to be important later on. Now, notice that he said that he felt like the pain was still there, but it was like emotionally, it didn't bother him as much. And again, I know I've said it before, I just love his self-awareness and his acute attention to detail of every little piece. I mean, just brilliant. And even as I was watching what was happening with his energy, it was like the pain was pointing at him, and then it was no longer pointing at him. It was like pointing in a different direction. And it was really an interesting shift that occurred. And so I actually just want to note that, because this will be important later on when we bring everything together. So I hate to leave you hanging, but it'll make a lot more sense when we bring everything together. So just note this as we continue on, and you'll see how all of the pieces really come together. All right, so let's go ahead and dive back in with Sumanya. Bingo. Okay. So 12. Bingo. All right. So there is a feeling. Bingo. There is a feeling very strongly that he really doesn't like people with money. So even when I talk to him, you notice that, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So even when we're talking about this, and that's why the pain didn't, because I was wanting to change it and then check in again at the number and then change it and check in again with the number and where it is and feel in with you as well. And it didn't change much because there's a part of you, even as I'm saying that to your body right now and even wanting to shift it, it's saying no, but you don't know him. Like, no, he really just doesn't. It's bingo. Bingo. And if I ask you, okay, so if I ask you why he doesn't like people with money, why would you say that is?
I think it has to come from childhood. I think his own kind of upbringing. I think part of it is religious, I would say. He grew up in a community, and there the emphasis is on, you know, spiritual enlightenment, let's say, as opposed to sort of material accumulation. And so there's kind of a disdain for anything material. And it's almost like, you know, he feels, I think, people with wealth get corrupted over time. And, you know, it's better just to not have anything than be tied to possessions. So that's kind of the way that he approaches it.
Okay. So would you say that the Dalai Lama would be more spiritual if he was broke? Because I think, I think if you look up the net worth of the Dalai Lama, it's like something like 150 million.
Yeah. I mean, these are his beliefs, you know. I personally don't believe it. It's it was definitely a struggle in being around that and hearing, you know, the stories. But having my own thoughts, and it's almost like a defensive mechanism because, you know, you can't let these thoughts get to you.
Exactly. So watch this. So if somebody says something and I have a defensive mechanism on something, do you think there's an emotion inside of me? Yes. Right. If there's a defensive mechanism that kind of like this, if somebody says elephants are flying, how defensive do you feel about that comment?
None.
Okay. So you don't have any triggers about that yet. But if I say, oh, money's not spiritual, you're like, oh, defensive. So because there's a trigger in there, right?
Yes, I see it.
Yes. Okay, great. Love your self-awareness. Just love it. Okay. So bingo. All right. So the thing of it is this, is say, and what's beautiful is, you know, you mentioned some that you were trying to just shut off the brain mechanism to pain. And can you see how important this message is? Like if I told you that there's a young man who really is very ambitious, wants to live a big life and is working towards that. And by the way, at a deeper level in his subconscious mind feels like that his dad, the dad that raised him, could potentially not like him and thinks that what he was doing was wrong and it's against spirituality and all this stuff. And he has that really deep in his subconscious mind. How do you think that's going to go?
Struggle. There's a invisible pain that I think stays, but you know, it's not maybe on the surface all the time.
Okay, well, that's what's linked to this pain. And that's why a lot of when I was saying every time that we were, you know, working and looking at the mind moving forward, I kept saying, and everybody's still going to love you and everybody's still going to love you. And it was interesting because I couldn't grandfather, dad, you know, so it was like, oh, there's another person. That's where it is. And that's what I was looking for. Who was that other person? So bingo. All right. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And I want you to picture that you just never changed this ever. Never. Mm-hmm. How does that go for you?
Not well.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you.
It's almost like it's almost like instead of blocking, you almost want to not block. If that makes sense. Like blocking is like tension. You almost like want to not block, but also not get hit. So there's some like way to do that.
Actually you want to transform, and this is the thing. Okay, so this is what would happen with the average person is that let's say that they're making more and more and more money and they're feeling more and more successful, then a lot of times their pain's going to get worse and worse and worse. Then what happens? Oh, then they can't work. Then they can't do what they're going to do. So then what happens? Then typically that impacts their money also. And then they never fully reach their goals.
Makes
And why
sense.
is that? Oh, because they've got major health issues. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yep, totally.
Yep. So even if you think about it right now, if you look at your level of ambition and where you might be and might be more focused towards where you're wanting to go without the pain, how much that has taken up your mental, how much it's
A
taken parts
lot.
of you.
This is
Yes,
why I'm
right?
here. It's actually
Okay.
huge. It's actually the number one blocker. I mean, the physical is the primary blocker for me, to be able to unlock what I want to do. So you're basically dead on.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. Notice as he was talking about that his pain and his health, this is the number one thing that's blocking him on the physical plane. And again, I just love his acute self-awareness. And you can also see how important this message is because you can see this is a young man who is enthusiastic about life and smart and just a kind being who has goals that he wants to achieve. And you can see how this message that his body's giving him is so important. And all of the time, I'll see people who are in a similar situation as he is, but who are blocked by their health for 20 years, 30 years, 40, 50 years. All of the time, I see that. And it doesn't always relate to money. Sometimes it's relationships or success or career, or, there's just so many different ways that it shows up for people. And a lot of times, what happens is that people will get lost on the healing journey. They start enjoying getting into spirituality, which is amazing, but then they forget to focus on the results. And they don't really realize that their body is trying to give them an important message. And so they get caught up in the chakras or the energy or the geometric shapes or different things like that. And they forget that there's something very important that their body's trying to tell them to help them to live a better life and live their purpose. If you look at what Sumanyu is wanting to do and, make a bigger difference, and he's got goals, and his goals are to try to also help the world in his way. And I love that he's defined what that is for him, and it's beautiful. And so, a lot of times, it's interesting because I see it with a lot of people, the very thing that they're here to do, their unique contribution towards life, whatever that might be, it's like they're here to do something, and then there's always blocks that come up. It's like we have to work on the inside and also the external. It takes both. And what'll happen is a block will come up for somebody, and then of course they'd start looking on the inside, and instead of really clearing whatever block that was for them, they then kind of just get lost on the journey of spirituality, and they fall in love with that. And it's beautiful because they fall in love with the awareness of, personal development and taking care of themselves and connecting with universe and source. And it's beautiful. But it's like they lose sight of the very reason they came into it and the thing that their body is really trying to tell them in the first place. And so you'll want to make sure to understand what it is that your body's trying to tell you. If you think about the very topic of heal yourself, change your life, that's the reason why, is even in his situation, as he heals this, it will help him to take his life to the next level. And unfortunately, what happens, in our culture is a lot of people are always just trying to shut the pain up, with pain medication or this, or somehow numb it in one way or another, and you'll want to change it. And by the way, there's something else that I see all of the time with people as well, where they're missing it, is I'll see people who do have a health issue. And ultimately, what they end up doing is they'll say, well, yeah, it's my health. Let me put that aside because really what I'd like is the relationship or the career
or the finances or the money or whatever it is, and they're going after that thing, not realizing that the answer is in their health. Like, that is the key. For example, I have seen, you know, people before where, like, let's say there's a woman who has a health issue and knows that she has this health issue, but ultimately what she really wants is to be loved in life. So she wants to be loved by her family and loved by her friends, and she's really wanting to be loved. And so she'll kind of set the health issue aside and really just try to work on feeling loved. But in some cases, that health issue that's going on is trying to give a message that she's got a pattern of rejection in life. And so what's happening is it's kind of like she's ignoring the inner pattern of rejection while then chasing after relationship, feeling rejected. And so it's the very problem that's just continuing on in her life. And so I'll see that all of the time too. And so just point being is, again, his awareness just beautiful and spot on when he says, you know, this is the number one thing that's blocking him in his physical world, because he sees that it's consuming him. And of course, it would be even better to heal that and to continue being spiritual and continue growing in his spirituality, which it sounds like he is so well rooted in spirituality, which is kind of where we're going also at a deeper level with his family and with his father that raised him. So that's where we're going as we dive back in with Sumanyu. Absolutely. And so what happens with people, by the way, is then they end up with some type of pain, then they get sucked into having to deal with that. Then 10 years of their life goes by, 15 years, 20, and then they realize that the goals that they had, that everything like, yes. Yeah. So point being is obviously you don't want to go that route. And yeah. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment. And by the way, it's not always, there's so many different reasons that people have linked to their pain, but bingo. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And I'm going to ask you, I know this feels very hard to change. I know it feels impossible to change. Like, there is no changing your dad's mind on this, and he's very adamant about it and all these things. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I have a feeling you're very charismatic, and I have a feeling you're very, very smart, and you're very, that you're very good with people. Would you agree?
I hope so. Yes. Okay. I think so.
So, yeah. And so I think, and I trust that as you make more and more money, that you could actually be a great example to your father on how a person can have money and also still be very spiritual and very caring and very connected and very enlightened and also still have possessions and money. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's very inspiring.
Absolutely. Great. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to close your eyes. And I'm going to ask you to trust yourself that you can embody that, that as you make more money, that your goal is actually to show your father the new way of being. Just like some people are, you know, a new way. Some people's parents and family aren't spiritual at all. And then they, you know, they're showing their family, hey, it's okay to be spiritual. It's okay to, you know, our minds are powerful. It's the next way of being. And I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And I want you to think about your goal with your father is instead being able to embody being a man who has a great heart, who has great integrity, and who also is spiritual and also abundant. And that all things can be true. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if I ask you, do you trust yourself that you could actually show him that?
Yeah, I trust myself. I think I can do
it. Great. I think you can too. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I even want you to think about what that would look like for you to even have an open conversation with him and say, you know what, my goal is to be spiritual and also abundant. And that's what real spiritual is, a spirit full. It's living a full life. And with abundance, that means you can travel and do the things you want to do and see different cultures and living truly abundant and truly spirit-full is, you know, is doing everything that your spirit would want to do. And abundance can definitely support that experience, that physical experience. Would you agree?
I totally agree.
Great. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And I want you to picture what that would look like to have that open dialogue, even with your father, and knowing that and being that and telling him, you know what, that's my mission, is to be both. I want to be more abundant and I want to continue growing and making more money and being more spiritual. And that's who I am and that's who I'm going to be. And I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe and take that in. And if I ask you, bingo, can you trust yourself that you could actually communicate that to him, that you could embody that, that you could become that moving forward and really show him how spirit, how money can be spiritful, not just spiritual, but spiritful in the fullest of sense of embodying the physical experience?
I can.
Great.
It's not, you know, trivial, like I'm having conflict as I'm feeling, as I'm instilling the feeling, you know, it's, there's obviously, you know, counters for attention. It's not like a slam dunk, but I would say it's like 75% convinced.
I want a slam dunk. What do you mean not a slam dunk? What are you like going up to the basket and then you're just like, what are you doing?
I'm going to ask you to breathe. Skirting the conversation.
All right, but wait a second.
I'm visual. Yeah.
Your thoughts help create your life, right?
Yes.
Okay. So do you want to get yourself to a place where you say, you know what, I'm confident and I could do this? Or
yes.
Do you want to just like be on the fence?
No, I want to go all in. I'm actually like pretty sure. My long-term goal with making money is not, you know, to buy stuff. I actually have everything that I need that I have to buy. You know, Amazon's great. The goal actually is to invest in others. Human capital, right? As a, like an investor, and create value. It's really more of a value creative sense. It's less about hoarding. But often it's misinterpreted. So I feel like I'm sort of misunderstood in the...
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to be okay with it. And like you said, it's misunderstood. This is all part of the same feeling of feeling like people won't like you. Do you see how you're saying, but this is what I want to do and it's misunderstood and
you're
people
right.
Don't like it and it look, notice.
I understand.
That's what I'm talking about, honey. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Sounds
and
good.
I love yourself. I
let's
just
go all in.
You. Go ahead. Yeah, there we
let's
go.
Let's go all in.
Good. Let's go all in. So I'm going to ask you to breathe and notice. This is all part of the same experience of going, oh my God, but people won't like me and they don't like this. And then I want to do investing in people. And then, oh my God, people think it's hoarding and then blah, blah, blah. Notice it's so much about what everybody else thinks. I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And what if everybody just still loved you? What if everybody still loves you? What if?
Sounds great.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to bring that in fully. Thoughts help create your life, right? So I want you to get that feeling, okay? What if everybody still loves you?
Okay, I believe it.
You believe it?
I believe it. All in.
You what? Like what, slam dunk
I'm
or is it
in.
More like a
slam
dribble
dunk.
The ball? And
there, it's slam dunk. I was kind of like, I was actually like, you know, 5 minutes ago, I was kind of like, you know, I still have all these doubts, you know, flood, fear, uncertainty, doubt.
Okay.
But I'm all in.
Okay. Let's I like it. That. What's your level of pain right now?
I don't know, 1.5. You know, I feel pretty good, you know,
I
feel less resistance and more supportive.
There you go. So I have about a, bingo, that's what I have, about the same as you, about 1.4. So right there. Okay, so bingo. That. Bingo. It still says there's no way my dad's going to go for it. So bingo.
I think my conversation is that I'm all in, but I'm not sure how he'll take it. <It's kind> of... you don't control everyone's reactions, you know, but I'm personally all in. I'm like in my body right now, so I feel pretty good.
But the thing of it is this, okay, is that I want you to picture that, bingo. So number one thing is this, is you can see that you went from a 5.6 to like a 1.5 right now, right?
Yes, yes.
So you can see that what we're talking about is relevant, right?
100%.
100%, okay? So that's great. Okay, so you can see it's relevant. Now, the thing of it is, have you been listening to past episodes? I know that you were just introduced, so I don't know. Have you listened to past episodes?
Yes, not all of them. I listened to, obviously, Hani's one fully, and I listened to one gentleman who had sort of anxiety around computers, and he felt like, you know, it's like too hard for him. And, you know, that was really interesting. He had, you know, some back pain, so it was relevant. I listened to Peter. That as well. Yes,
absolutely.
Peter. Yes.
Absolutely.
Great guy. Great guy.
Isn't he? He was just a sweetheart. Such a sweetheart. So, all right. So, bingo. All right. So, bingo. Oh, and his was back pain also. Interesting, right? So, bingo. All right. So, yes. One second. Bingo. So my point is this, is there's a reason that it's connected to pain in your physical body. And give me one second. Give me one second, because it's interesting, because I'm always happy to, like, I can push, but when it comes to money, it's a whole different type of, it's a different type of push. So give me one second. Give me one sec. That. Bingo. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to close your eyes. Mm-hmm. Bingo. You know, the truth of it is this, is that I could push and push, and I could change the way that you feel. So I could do that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But because the energy of your father that raised you is so strong, there's so much uncertainty there that I think that the best way to move forward would actually be to have a conversation with him and tell him that's your goal, and mm-hmm. and see how it feels to you and move forward, because there's so much there. Could I shift your mind to the way you feel? Absolutely, but I wouldn't want to.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, I just think the best way would actually be to open up that dialogue, because that feeling is so strong there. Does that make sense?
I totally understand.
Okay, so beautiful. I love that. And bingo, because that I would be concerned, because you guys are very close, that if I said, look, you have the strength to just do it, that there's a part of your mind that would then instead just say, okay, well, I'm going to distance myself from him and move forward. And I wouldn't want to do that to your relationship, because there's such a strong feeling of feeling like he is who he is. So I think that having the conversation could create closeness and create a better way to navigate it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally agree.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. So if I were you, what I would do is I would definitely listen to this recording again. And then also I would really look at embodying this, and I would have that conversation with him mm-hmm. And really see if you can just open up the dialogue and make it comfortable. And notice before where you said, I have like this defensive mechanism. And ultimately, if he said something like, you know, the sky is, you know, it's made of water, it wouldn't trigger you.
I agree.
You'd just be like, all right, whatever, Dad. You know, and so everybody can have different beliefs. And so part of the thing is that it would be okay for you to have different beliefs, but there's not only a belief there, but there's an also expected loss of love. And so anything that I do to push even more is going to...
I totally get it. Sounds great. This was amazing. You're very precise. I knew walking in, I wasn't super sure how accurate it would be, but it was very dead on. So I'm like super impressed with the skill set. It's definitely quite rare, I should say. Very, very rare.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I have to say, I'm impressed with you. You just have really great self-awareness. So I love that. And you just have this, you're just very smart. That also comes across very clearly. So I've picked up on that in your energy as well. Some people would say I'm a little intuitive.
Very intuitive. You know, I would consider, you know, like myself or, my spouse, Dora, you know, she's pretty sensitive too. But like you're actually like on a cosmic level. It's like very, yeah, it's very hard to reach there. It's like, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, thank you. And my heart receives that. And I love that. It has been such a pleasure connecting with you. You're wonderful. And I wish you a most wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks, Brandy. You've been amazing. Eye-opening.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye. All right, so let's go ahead and unpack this even further, because there are a couple key insights that I want to share with you, and also some things that you could do in your life that could start creating even more healing and transformation. And so that's where we're going. And really quickly, before we do, I have to say, you know, this guy is just really beautiful. His heart is so beautiful and in the right place. And even when he was talking about his father, just a beautiful heart, and he just even briefly mentioned his wife also, and you could see how much he just loved her. So just his energy, just so sweet. And so from that, you can see why this has bothered him so much at a subconscious level, because here he is, ambitious, and he has these dreams, and he also just has this beautiful, loving heart, and it can create the conflict if they're not both aligned in going that same direction. And so that's what I want to unpack even more. You know, I mentioned that he could end up starting to create like a divide with his father if I kept going to work on shifting his mind and his energy. And I just want to say that if that did happen, it wouldn't be because he would consciously do that ever. You know, you could tell how much he loves his family. So it wouldn't be a conscious decision. But what can happen is that if you start to feel like somebody's going to be mad at you for something, you know, and you have that feeling underlying in your subconscious mind, then you can start to manifest a disconnect or an aversion to them. So where you're just always in different places at different times. And so if he does feel like he's going to go ahead and move forward with all of his dreams, and he does feel like his father's not going to like him for it, then there can just be that underlying manifestation where it does start to create that disconnect. Or even on another note, sometimes what will happen is when people start to feel like somebody's going to be mad at them, then conflict manifests from that. And of course, I'm not saying any of that is going to happen in Sumanyu's life. And I'm sure he's, you know, processing and working on these emotions anyway. But what I am saying is that those are some things that come up for people, because as you know, if you're here, then energy manifests, you know, it shows up in your life. So if he does have that expectation of his father being upset, then likely it'll manifest somewhere in his life, even if it's not with his father per se, it could end up being with another person in his life regarding money or whatnot. You know, things just manifest in incredible ways and sometimes interesting ways when you really stop and look at it. So either way, point being is that you really want to ultimately be real with what's real. And, you know, if you think about this situation, his father does have a major issue with people with money. And that is his belief system. And even, by the way, as I hung up with Sumanyu, he was like, wow, I was surprised that came up. But he's like, I see it very, very clearly. You know, his father is very deep into a spiritual group who has strong beliefs around money being a bad thing that like ruins people and is anti-spiritual and all of these things. And so if his father has that very, very deep belief system, then that does exist. And it is something that he'll want to take into consideration on how to navigate it, you know, instead of just ignoring it or pretending it's not there or just being careless about it, instead being real with what's real. And so that's the specific insight that I want to talk to you about, because a better way to navigate this for him, which is why we stopped right here, is to have a conversation. And that's not necessarily a conversation about asking for approval or asking if it's okay. That's not the conversation that you want to have, but providing understanding and relating. You know, if you think about relationships are all about relating to others. And so if you think about with his father, he could absolutely have the conversation where he's not asking for approval, but he is providing his father with understanding. And this is why it's important, you know, is if you imagine somebody feels very, very passionate about something and you just ignore it, that isn't always helpful. For example, let's say that your spouse or family member or friend is hanging out with this new group of people who you perceive as being terrible, devil-worshipping people, right? And so let's say that you believe this person is hanging out with that group of people. How would you feel towards that person in your life? Well, likely you'd feel some type of disconnect. You know, you wouldn't want to be around them as much, or you might have judgments or something going on towards them. Now, if that person came to you and explained that that group wasn't devil worshiping at all, but was very connected and very enlightened and very spiritual and had a good heart, well, then you'd feel differently about that person. Even though you may not agree with everything that they're doing, at least the person is wanting to connect with you and grounded and relating, because from that place, you can at least still connect. And so that's the point of it all, is being able to maintain a loving connection. Because let's be honest, you're probably not going to agree with everything that everybody in your life does. You know, you may not agree with what your parents believe and do, or your siblings or friends, you know, or family or spouse all of the time. You may not agree with every little thing, but it doesn't mean that has to be a divide either. It can just be a place of mutual understanding. And that's ultimately what you want it to be. Because again, you're not going to agree with everything that everybody does. And if you get used to just understanding and respecting each other's beliefs, it's a beautiful way to connect. Now, this is the part that I want to circle back to. Remember earlier when his pain changed, and I said, remember to note this. The reason for that is, if you recall, his pain was still at a level 2, but what happened is he said, you know, I feel like I'm less emotionally affected by it. So it was progress, that's a good thing. And what that was reflective of is him still feeling as though his father wasn't going to be happy with him, but that he wasn't as emotionally reactive to it in the subconscious mind. Now, that's progress, and again, it's also something that you want to address. It's kind of like if you know somebody's going to be upset about something, but you're not as reactive to it, like you don't have as much attachment about that. And again, that is progress, because if he can address something from a less emotional place, but more from a place of being neutral and caring and having insight and compassion, then he is going to be able to navigate the conversation even better. And so that's why that was progress. I mean, imagine for a moment if two people are highly emotional about something. That conversation doesn't always go well, you know? But if Sumanyu relaxed his emotion about it, which is exactly what he was doing, was relaxing that emotion about it and releasing it and letting that go, then what it allows him to do is show up and be even more thoughtful. And of course, again, navigate that conversation even better, which will just allow him to show up in the relationship even better. And so I just love that. And I want to give that to you as food for thought. You know, is there someone in your life that you have been avoiding, that you would love to clear things up from a neutral place? And not from the place of wanting approval from them or trying to make them wrong or anything like that, but just a place in life where you would love some mutual understanding that maybe you've just been suppressing. And if so, is that an area that you would love to clear up and communicate in? Is that a place that you would like to create that mutual understanding? And by the way, when I say mutual understanding, I mean making sure to give that person understanding. And many times, if you can actually give them understanding first and then ask for understanding for yourself of what your beliefs are, a lot of times that is the way that it'll go the best. And when you do give understanding to them about their beliefs, the hard part is going to be this, is not trying to change them at all. Authentically, because all of the time people say, oh yeah, I want to understand your beliefs. And then they go, okay, well, really, I want to change them, but don't you want to see it this way? And they really do try so hard to change the other person. And that's not the way that you want to navigate it. And by the way, I have to say all of the time, one of the biggest causes of conflict and disconnect in a lot of relationships on the spiritual path is people trying to fix their loved ones and friends and all of that. I see that all of the time, where it's like people get into spirituality and they're so excited about it and personal development, and they start seeing and pointing out all of these problems in their family around them. And then they feel, quote unquote, more enlightened, and they're trying to fix them all. And it just doesn't go well. And I can't tell you how many times in relationships with women that I've seen this happen, where they're having a disconnect in their relationship. And I pose the thought of not trying to fix their man anymore, but instead just loving them and appreciating them. And I can't tell you how many times I have seen relationships flourish in this way, where instead of trying to fix, they're just appreciating and loving the right things and just showing up in a beautiful way. And I mean, I have seen relationships go from a disconnect, from almost breaking up or even breaking up and then getting back together, but from a negative place to getting married, because one person will stop trying to fix the other and really just make it a conscious intention to have fun, to be joyous, to relate, to connect, to be playful, to be loving, to be sweet, to be sexy. And when the focus is on that, it's just beautiful. And of course, that's a personal relationship, you know, an intimate relationship. But even with friends and family, when you focus on those things, you know, just connecting, enjoying, mutual understanding, it's really beautiful for relationships. Now, of course, that doesn't mean not sharing things with them. It just means not trying to fix them. That's a different energy. You know, for example, all of the time, obviously I'll share podcast episodes with friends, family, everybody. And I never try to fix my family. You know, I let them, when they're ready, say, hey, I'd love help with this, or, you know, I'd love help with that. That's the speed. I don't want to try to fix them. Instead, I'd rather just enjoy and connect with them, even though we have a lot of differences. You know, it's about connecting on the things that you can connect with and creating love from that space, because as you can see with our volunteer, feelings of disconnect or feelings of hurt or expecting something to go wrong or all of that at a subconscious level, even when you're as loving as Sumanyu is, but at a subconscious level, they can affect your health and they can affect your life and your dreams. And so making sure to really align your life with where it is that you're wanting to go and with harmony and love is what you want for your health, for your relationships, and your life to flourish. And so on that note, speaking of life flourishing. You know, the more people in our world who wake up to this awareness of self-empowerment and energy and lifting themselves and harmony and relationship connection and all that, I mean, obviously, the better it is for all of us. And so if you know somebody whose life can be uplifted by this episode, then please do me a favor and share this episode, because I would just love to see that happen during our lifetime. You know, it's such a beautiful transformation. So that said, on that note, speaking of transformation, on the next episode, we will be taking it to the next level. And I'm super excited about the next IQ episode. And so I'm looking forward to that and connecting with you in just a couple days. And so I look forward to that. And I wish you a most wonderful, spiritful rest of your day. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.